Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, we just heard the news from Monsi Bolaños. Draymond Green suspended indefinitely by the NBA. What are your thoughts?
Bravo, Chris. Bravo to Adam Silver, Joe Dumars, who I know carries out a lot of that stuff, Chris.
Yep.
And the people there, and I know that they consulted and let the union know what was going on as well. Bravo, Chris, we got to stop this. I think they saw that last night and said, we cannot have this in the NBA, okay? No, this is not hockey. You're not the enforcer. You know what I mean? You're not dropping gloves and fighting with people and hitting people in the face and potentially hurting somebody seriously. We got to stop this guy because he's out of control.
He really is. And when you look at the frequency of these actions, Rob, remember last year in the playoffs against Sacramento. I mean, we're only – how many games are we in? 20-something games into the season, and it's already happened twice.
Right.
I mean, so I am fine with it. Indefinitely means I assume, Rob, it means that – they're expecting him to go to some type of counseling.
Right.
Or get some type of help. And once you fulfill those obligations, then we'll consider you being able to play back in the league. But I'm totally fine with it. I don't feel sorry for Draymond at all.
Chris, it's about
and
player safety.
Hopefully this will teach him a lesson. Absolutely.
Right? This is. They had to look at that last night and go, oh, okay, we can't. What? What is this? What are you doing? You're going to hurt somebody out there. And then what? It's on who, Chris?
Right.
It will be on
the NBA.
It's going to be on the NBA when a player loses an eye or something.
And, Rob, I said, and when you covered the NBA, David Stern was the commissioner for a lot of that time.
Yep.
I said today on First Things First, David Stern wouldn't put up with this. I mean, he just wouldn't. And I know, remember, there was fighting. I mean, in the 90s, the mid-90s, it was a lot of fighting. And he instituted some rules that were very harsh. I mean,
remember the Knicks.
Patrick Ewing stepping off the bench.
It cost them the series against Miami, Chris.
And
the thing was, the fight was in front of the Knicks bench. So, you know, they stepped on the court where Miami was all the way down on the other end.
Right.
And they got spared.
Remember, I think Ewing, though, when he stepped on the court, he was on the other end. Remember
that?
Like, he was away from the action. And that may have been a little bit harsh, but guess what, Rob? We don't have that type of fighting. It stopped. You know, it stopped. And I think this is a good step by Adam Silver. Rob, you know, a lot of times you want to give people, or in this case, players, the benefit of the doubt, right? We know everybody makes mistakes. We know, you know, sometimes you can come down too harsh on a person. But then there are times where you're just fed up. And it's just like, there is no defense of what you did. You clearly are taking advantage of people giving you a little rope, right?
Yep.
People have been patient, to say the least, Rob, with Draymond. I mean, they have given you chance after chance. Yeah, you get a little slap on the wrist, a little bit of punishment, but they have given you chance after chance after chance, and you have shown no remorse, no maturity, no growth, and you don't seem like you even think it's a big deal, and I'm glad they came down on him this hard. And I don't even care. We'll see Draymond when we see Draymond.
But you know what?
But go get yourself right, man.
I think this is also an indictment of the Warriors, that they're like, you guys haven't done what you need to do, okay? Because, Chris, you mentioned it. Stepping on somebody's chest.
Yep.
Right?
I agree.
He stomped on, who was that?
That was DeMontis Sabonis.
Right, Sabonis is... Right, punching out your teammate, a sucker punch, Jordan Poole, and now here you are in yet another game swinging on somebody's head. Like here we are again.
I'm going to be honest, Rob, and I haven't talked to anybody about this, but like inside info. The Warriors, I kind of think that they feel like Jordan Poole, like, I don't know if they want, I'll say, deserve to get sucker punched. But it clearly seems to me with the way they reacted, the lack of punishment, obviously trading Jordan Poole, and now, to be honest, he is acting a fool in Washington. Like, I almost
think that
still
doesn't justify what happened.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, I'm telling you what I think they feel. I think they felt like, man, this dude is a clown. And he's getting on everybody's nerves, and everybody's nerves, and Draymond punched him out. And I agree, that doesn't justify it. But it seems to me from their reaction that that's what they felt. And I'm just going to be honest, playing sports, you know, up through college, there can be situations. I mean, you have fights on teams. And I think, Rob, if it hadn't gone public, I don't think they would even thought it was that big of a deal.
They were more mad, Chris, about it, videotape being leaked than that it happened. Because it's different when, you know, we talk about this all the time. If Ray Rice did that, Chris, and punched out his fiance to be later wife, and nobody saw it, there's a difference between like
you
what
don't
really
see
went
how
down.
Bad it looks,
exactly.
Right.
And once
the
you see it,
been different.
It changes everything, and that's why they're mad that somebody in their organization
right.
leaked the video.
Because I don't know what they would have done. And there can be guys on your team that just get on everybody's nerves, and finally somebody puts them in their place, and y'all like, man, yeah, you know, whatever. But still, I'm not trying to justify what he did. But even that, Rob, even if he was – Jordan was getting on people's nerves and, you know, he – you know, Draymond did what a lot of people felt like doing.
But they
should have came down on him. They still should
have
punished him.
Chris, have a fight face-to-face, though, if you want to do that. I'm not against fighting. Okay, you want to clear the air, and the only way we're going to get this out is one of us going to have to get our butts beat, and then that'll be the end of it, right? Those things happen. But you can't sucker punch somebody.
I think they still should have punished him, yeah. I mean, and that the ring night excuse is just ludicrous. And so, look, like I said, I'm fine with it. We'll see Draymond when we see him. And Rob, this type of suspension has to include, don't you think, some type of counseling that
Chris,
he has to complete?
Speaking
because
of that,
I don't know how you'd make it indefinite.
We just got it according to Shams, okay? Green is expected to receive counseling and work with the Warriors and NBA while suspended. After the punch last night to the head, and has to meet certain criteria, Chris, before returning to play. So yes, there are safeguards in there,
right?
And steps that he has to follow the same way, you know, they had for Ja Morant and for Kyrie. You know what I mean? Like you have to do these
right.
steps in order to get back in. He might miss 20 games.
And to me, Rob, this is where the Warriors can make amends for their negligence over these past few years, is that you take this seriously. and you make him, like, you know, Rob, a lot of times when you have an issue with your employer or you do something that has to be apologized for or whatever, they will say publicly, you know, he's going to go through some counseling or meet with some people, whatever. And it either doesn't happen or it happens, but nobody really, you know, it's not taken seriously. It's just kind of going through the motion.
Or they just don't renew your contract. Oh, that's something else. Go ahead.
But I think that this, the way the Warriors can make amends is you really take this seriously. And I'm not saying the dude is crazy, is has mental issues. I don't know that. I'm not saying that. But they should make him talk to people and sit down and take it seriously. Don't just check it off the list. Oh, Draymond went to see, you know, the a counselor.
Right.
You
and
know, for the last
20 hours,
you know,
of community service.
Yeah, yeah, no. See, make him really go through it. Because, Rob, and I don't even want to get into whatever's, you know, in his personal life or whatever he may be like with family or whatever. I'm just saying they should take it seriously and don't let him just go through the motions and then bring him back.
No,
some real stuff.
Yeah, I think that's where the NBA, that's why they just didn't even put a number on it. You're not playing. Yep. Get off the court, and we're going to get you straight if you're going to come back and play in the NBA, because you're not going to do this again. We're not even going to have the chance of you hurting somebody, Chris. We just can't do it. Because if they put a slap on the wrist and he does something else to somebody, at some point they're going to be held responsible, right? At some point.
Yep.
Like the Warriors.
Yep. Yep.
If somebody's career is ended or seriously injured or something happens bad, they're going to be like, well, you let Draymond off the hook four times.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rob, we asked Randy Mueller, former NFL executive, about Cam Newton's statement on some of these quarterbacks today being game managers. Here's what Cam actually said on his podcast.
Lamar Jackson, obviously Patrick Mahomes, Dak Prescott, Brock Purdy, like, but Brock, they're not winning because of him.
He's not turning the ball over.
He's managing the game. And if we were to put that in its own right as game managers, Brock Purdy, Tua Tagovailoa, Jared Goff, and really Dak Prescott. These are game managers. They're not difference makers.
And when you say game manager, I'm not asking you to go out and win the game. I'm just asking you not to lose.
Not to lose the game. Listen, I don't give a damn what you do. You don't have to score every time. You just don't have to throw a pick every time either. If we're going to really call a spade, a game manager is different than a game changer.
All right, what are your thoughts, Rob?
As usual, Chris, on these podcasts or whatever, there's just is there a pushback? Can you
really
give me
some clarification,
please? And that's what I'm talking about, Chris. That you just said it, because I would have been like, clarify that you're lumping all these guys together and you're telling me that none of them have skill. Is that what you're saying? That Jared Goff, who was a Pro Bowler twice and went to the Super Bowl, Chris, with a team that had the fifth greatest offense.
Right.
the fifth greatest offense in the history of the NFL. That's a game manager, Chris?
Right.
With the fifth best offense in the history of the NFL? Come
on,
man.
We're not saying he's a future Hall of Famer.
Right, but give him some credit.
Right.
Give him some credit, dude. He threw the football. Didn't somebody throw the ball at those guys, Chris?
I agree with you. I mean, and you were bringing it up with Randy. Like, I don't think you can just separate quarterbacks into game manager or difference maker. I mean, there's way too much in between. I think, look, you got bad quarterbacks that can't even be game managers. Then you do have game managers. Then you do have system quarterbacks, which is what you were bringing up. And then you do have great difference-making quarterbacks. And maybe there's a big gap, maybe, you know, or I should say a big range within those. Now, Dak Prescott, Rob, because he threw Dak. First he said Dak was playing great. He lumped him in with Lamar and Mahomes and all those guys. And then he said he is a game manager. And, you know, look, I think Dak this year, we'll see what he does next year. Maybe this is who he is for the next 7 years or whatever. But this year, he has been a difference maker. He has not been a game manager. He has not been a system quarterback. He has been a difference maker on that offense. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I think this is the first year he's done that. I think he started off, Rob, as a game manager. And I used to call him that, a game manager who could make plays, big plays with his legs and his arms, you know, when you needed it. And I think this year he's become something better. Brock Purdy, definitely not a game manager. I mean, Cam said game manager, just don't throw an interception. I think Jimmy G was probably a game manager. Ryan Tannehill, a game manager. Maybe a Baker Mayfield, who he'll make a few plays here and there. But Brock Purdy is making that offense go, and he's got the best numbers of any quarterback in the league. And so now, he might be a system quarterback, Rob. I think my honest answer on him is maybe he's a system quarterback this year. I don't know, but I think he may develop. He might be one of those guys that starts as a system QB, a la Tom Brady, a la Kurt Warner, a la Dak Prescott in my mind, but who develops into more, or maybe is more. It's hard to tell, because the system is working. They got great players around him, and he's so young. And he hasn't really struggled at all but for a few games here or there. Tua, I do think, again, I wouldn't put any of these guys he mentioned, Rob, as game managers. They're making plays. I think Tua is right now looking like a system QB. But he's still making plays. To me, that's different than a game manager.
I don't know how many, Chris, game managers put up a 70 piece. I mean, like, can we say that?
I just watched,
because he just
Tua,
said it. He
and
just,
I think he's making, like, I do think he. I don't want to take anything away from him. Yeah, he's not a game manager.
No. I'm just saying. But I agree. According to what Cam said, managers don't lose the game. Putting up 70 points is not don't lose the game, Chris.
Thank you. You are absolutely right.
Right.
About that. And that's where your pet peeve about, instead of sitting there being a yes man,
right,
be like, well, hold on. They score 70.
They score 70.
That don't sound like a game manager to me.
That's all.
And again,
right.
you were trying to give Cam an out with Randy saying, well, I think he means system quarterback. Well, that's what you want the co-host to ask. Do you mean system QB or game manager? And he probably does differentiate between those, Rob, but he wasn't pushed on it, and he didn't say it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I know all over sports talk radio now, Chris, Ohtani's a topic, right? And conversation all over. I want, if you've listened to the Odd Couple of the last few years, this is not new to us. We've been talking about Ohtani for a couple, for 3 years, Chris. Yep. Right? This is not new, and some topic we're just picking up because it's so you can't ignore it anymore. Right. We've talked about him,
absolutely,
and you guys have responded last year. Ask Rob G, the number two rated Chris download last year was the conversation about Ohtani or Judge, who should be the MVP. That was our number two, and we do all kinds of topics and all kinds of stuff. So I just wanted to put that out there, that I know on every station now and every show.
Stop shilling for baseball.
I can't help it.
It's just sad.
But we've been doing it for all. That's all I'm saying.
All right. So obviously this contract is very complicated. $680 million of it deferred. Let me say this quickly, Rob. I do think it, and baseball is really, I don't even know if that's legal right now in the NFL and NBA. But in baseball, it's not unheard of. You see this sometimes.
Bobby Bonilla got a deferred
payout. Everybody talks about that, right? Freddie Freeman contract, like $57 million was deferred. Mookie Betts deferred a little bit of his. I actually think, Rob, that I think that can be a good thing for athletes because – you know, a lot of these guys are young they're young generally. All of them are generally speaking young. But, you know, you're 23 years old. You come into all this money. Sometimes you come from an impoverished background. Or even if you don't, I mean, I wouldn't have known what to do with all that money. And I grew up middle class. And so sometimes you may overspend or whatever because you're young. And I do think that it can be good for an athlete who's going to retire at age 35, you know, generally speaking, to have deferred, millions deferred, so that you're still getting a huge contract when you're done playing. I think some athletes could really benefit from that. We all know Allen Iverson's situation, Rob, where a lot of his Reebok money was deferred, and he didn't like it, and his mom, that's why they got rid of David Falk. But it worked out for him and is a benefit to him. So I don't have a problem with that. I'm just shocked at the amount, right? Like that $680 million
of $700 million,
right. And I know he doesn't need the money. He's got endorsement money galore. And obviously you can live nicely off $2 million a year if that's all you were getting. But that's what really was shocking to me, Rob.
Yeah. I mean, when the details come out, Chris, it is for him to make only $2 million is just doesn't fit in because now he's like the 17th highest paid player on the Dodgers roster, Chris. So they get a once-in-a-lifetime unicorn-type player.
Right.
And they're not paying any money for him. And it
but
throws
it does
off,
count, what, $46 million on the cap, so to speak?
Right, but there's no cap. You know what I mean? I mean,
right,
a threshold.
But right, there's a right, luxury tax and all that stuff.
Right. But still, it does take away, and this is where I think Shohei's got to be very careful. He should be a player that people are all into, look up to, admire, marvel at. I just saw a story in Forbes, Chris. The Dodgers season tickets doubled.
Oh, yeah.
Right after they signed Ohtani. Double season tickets. Doubled. So now, by Ohtani doing this, it looks like he's LeBron James, too. He's building a super team. He's doing it against a different way than people have done it.
They're already going after. Right?
Yeah, Yamamoto, right? They're trying to get the other pitcher, right, who's a stud. And my point
is, now, there's reports that they could get
a trade, right. They could get a trade tomorrow and only it won't hurt them because Ohtani's not taking that much money.
Because they already had a great team anyway.
They won 100 games the last 2 years. Right. What are they going to win, 120? and what I'm saying is he's now going to turn himself from this baseball hero unicorn who we can't get enough of into the villain. He's going to the building a super team where the Dodgers now, because of the way he structured his contract, and he doesn't have to have all the money, and the Dodgers could financially, Chris, even though it counts, financially do it now and go out and get two or three starting pitchers to go with Ohtani. Ohtani, Chris, if they pull this off and they do what they seem that they're going to do, should be villain number one in Major League Baseball. Because this is how LeBron was vilified in doing something very similar, in that he altered the structure of putting teams together. And this is very different for a star player in baseball to take such a, Chris, you said it. It's not that some of the money's deferred. 680 of the 70 is deferred.
97% or something.
That's unheard of. That's unheard of.
Okay, look, I agree with you, and Rob G can attest, right? When we were talking before the show about the topics, I mentioned to him, without knowing your view, it's like a super team. Like, he's putting together a super team. So I totally agree with you on that. Where I disagree with you, and I would think you'll like this, but where I disagree with you, Rob, is that baseball is just so different. I don't think he can be a villain because, Rob, they could have the 9 best, or let's say the 8 best position players in baseball and 3 of the top 4 pitchers, you know, from last year and still not win it. Like, baseball, you just cannot guarantee. I mean, heck, we know that the team in Anaheim. But for the injuries, I mean, you had Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, arguably the 2 best players or 2 of the top 3 or 4 best players in baseball, and you didn't even make the playoffs. Look at San Diego. Look at all their talent. They didn't make the playoffs. Like, you have – I just think in baseball – now, I do think Rob Ohtani will definitely win at a World Series with the Dodgers. Can I say with certainty he's going to win multiple? I hope so, but I can't say that. I do think baseball is so different that should, to me, protect him from the villain perception.
Okay, that's fair. That's a fair point in the way baseball goes. But it could be like the people looked at the Yankees, the evil empire, Chris. They won. They had the high payroll. Right. They had the players. They won 3 out of 4.
And they didn't even have, they were homegrown a lot of guys.
Right. Those guys were homegrown. Andy Pettit, yep. Mariano Rivera, Jorge Posada, Derek Jeter, Bernie Williams. Yep. Those were all Yankee farmhands that all developed into stars. But still, then they added other pieces, Chris, and right, they were the evil empire, and
that's
they didn't
true.
Let
that part.
So if Ohtani does this and it works for the Dodgers, that's where I think he becomes a villain because the other teams will be like, dude, this is unfair. like this is unfair because he came, he altered the shift in the power structure in baseball, right, by going to the Dodgers and then giving them such a team-friendly contract that they were able to stockpile two other star right. pitchers to go along with him, and then they won three in a row. I'm just saying, and he won't be like they'll look at him as the villain.
Well, I think that's interesting, and you're right. It's funny. It's like if it doesn't work, obviously he won't be a villain. If it right. does work, he could be, but I would throw this out. If it does work, let's say they win, you know, three of the next five championships, or maybe even more, you know, than that. Three out of 4 years, or three in a row, or whatever. Do you think, would they be viewed as villains, or would it just be, would it be kind of, Rob, what baseball's really been looking for? Like, I think there's a great argument to be made that they would actually capture the imagination of the nation. And we know baseball has been, these last few decades, people have said it's now a regional sport and all that. But with the greatest player in the game, who's so unique because he does, you know, pitching and hitting, and then Mookie Betts and other superstars who are clear-cut Hall of Famers, and them winning championships, I actually think, Rob, that might just be what the doctor ordered for baseball, because who wouldn't love that? I mean, I think that's the type of thing that brings in casual fans. And again, because of the nature of the sport, I don't think it would be viewed like Golden State was when they had Kevin Durant. I think it might be like people just, it's like a traveling circus that everybody loves.
Yeah, no, I get that. And that was the Heatles, right? Like, they were
they were viewed as villains.
Right. I'm just saying, but there was a circus going around. Everybody right. wanted
it
to
help
them
that they lost that first year.
Right. It did.
Said, okay, they're not, you know,
they're not going to go. They're not going right. to four and a win four right. straight. And like LeBron, not two, not three, not four.
Right.
So it didn't happen the first year. It gave people like, okay, good. You know what I mean?
Right.
To feel
no,
better
right.
about it.
Yeah.
But
yep.
had they won right off the bat, Chris, it might have been a
they would have been hated probably throughout the tenure.
Exactly, and that's what I think could happen with the Dodgers. If they're able to get two more pitchers, if they're able to do that, it could be an incredible thing.
I don't know. I mean, you're obviously not grinding necessarily like you used to, but have you talked to people in baseball, around baseball? Like, is there a feeling, a negative feeling about the contract and what it could allow the Dodgers to do or not?
Yeah, I mean, there are people who don't like it in baseball, you know, like, because is this going to start some sort of new trend? Is this going to put pressure on other players, Chris, not to take their money up front?
Right.
Yep. You know, like a team, oh, you trying to win? Look at Ohtani.
Yep.
He wanted to win. He's
right.
the best player, and he's not even taking any money. You got endorsement money to live on. You got plenty of money coming in. Like, you know, they start counting your pocketbook.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.